We really should wait for Tony, sir. He should be here any minute.
Major Nelson has exactly 3 minutes. If he isn't here, we'll start the procedures without him.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't we delay a little while, Doctor?
2 minutes, Major Healy.
Yeah, but the doctor... Jeannie, you let me oversleep. I told you we were going to have a dry run of a space shot today.
Well, I woke on time, but I dreamed that we were married, and I could not resist going back for the honeymoon.
Get me to the basement, please.
Now?
Yes, now.
Very well.
Tony, be late, sir.
Major, we're going to start.
Doc Bellows.
Would you like some breakfast, sir?
How'd it go at your end?
An unqualified success, Major Nelson. Your protege is green for go for the real thing tomorrow.
I'm certain Sam appreciates your contribution. Well, I didn't join the astronaut program to become a radio announcer, sir. I was kind of hoping NASA would put me in the driver's seat.
Well, I'm with Tony. We're the senior astronauts on this project, and guess who gets to make the first shot? Sam. I mean, it isn't fair.
Now, don't be bitter, gentlemen. If you really want the first crack at this mission, why, you you should have been more selective in choosing your parents. It's all a matter of heredity. Well done, Sam.
All right, Sam, press the green one.
Hey.
Good boy.
Good boy, Sam.
Something wrong with this. I'm going to check it.
I'm going to have to get a technician to take a look at this panel.
Hurry up, will you, Tony? Everybody else has gone for lunch.
Master!
Jeannie!
Oh, heaven! Oh, for a minute I thought that...
What are you doing here? I told you never to come to NASA. Never.
Oh, but it is important, Master. You said I could come if it was an emergency.
Well, what happened? What's the matter? What happened?
I got lonely.
You got lonely? You got lonely?
Why do we not go to a movie this afternoon?
Because Roger and I have a lot of work to do. Now get out of here, and I mean it. Right now.
Hey, look what Sam's doing.
Sam, please, now don't touch any of the buttons until I give you the orders, huh? Red for red and green for green.
Okay, don't worry. He'll be all right when the time comes.
Yeah, but what good is it? If he can't make any decisions, we might as well have a robot up there.
I will buy lunch. I know a wonderful little restaurant along the banks of the Nile.
Really? Well, I'm starved.
I'm not even. We've got work to do. Lots of work to do.
Major Nelson, I was...
Doctor?
Inshallah, Effendi.
Who is that? The water boy.
Come along, Sam. We have a lot of work to do.
suspect a thing.
No, he probably just thought you were one of the regular run-of-the-mill NASA Arabs. Goodbye, Jeannie.
No lunch?
No lunch. Dr. Bellis is expecting too much out of this.
What do you mean?
Well, even if Sam does his job properly, we're going to get limited information. What Orbiter 5 needs up there is a man.
Well, let's stop dreaming and get back to work. We don't have a man. We've got a monkey.
Master.
Jeannie, please.
Where shall I go?
Where does any woman go? Spend the day at the beauty parlor.
Very well, Master.
Jeannie.
Yes, Master?
Please.
Goodbye, Master.
You've done very well this morning, Sam. Here's a reward for you. Now, Sam, the next test we're gonna... Sam. Sam!
Look, that wiring's loose. I think we better get an electrician in here.
Yeah.
We ought to fool around.
Hey, hold on, I got an idea. Give me a screwdriver, will you?
Hi.
Oh, hi. That was fast. There's something wrong with the signal switch. Would you take a look at it, please?
Sure. Come out, wherever you are. Here's a nice banana for you. Now, you've got to be in this room somewhere.
Yeah, you're around here, aren't you?
Where are you from?
The Cameroons, Equatorial West Africa. That's where I was born and raised as a kid.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then my whole family got captured.
Captured? Wiring.
Sam is irreplaceable. You are not. I want you to find that chimp.
Oh, I will, General, I will. And I think I know just where to look. I said to myself, if I were a chimpanzee, where would I go?
And what did you decide?
I'd go to where Major Nelson is.
Major Nelson?
Yes, sir. My theory is that Sam has gone in search of his mother substitute.
And Tony Nelson is Sam's mother substitute?
That's right, General. After all, Major Nelson has worked very closely with Sam. Sam's animal instincts told him that he was being placed in jeopardy, and he felt an overwhelming need for the warmth and comfort of the maternal bosom. How does that sound to you, sir?
Sounds to me as though you've been seeing too many jungle pictures. Find Sam.
Is that going to take you long?
Sam!
Sam, you wouldn't like another electrician to help you, would you?
I'm no electrician. I'm a scientist.
A scientist, huh?
Yeah. It's a beautiful success story. I'm the first scientist in our family. One of my brothers made it big in show business. Maybe you saw him on the Jerry Lewis show.
No, I don't think I caught it. You're gonna be able to put that back together, aren't you? Will you excuse me, please? Hello, Major Nelson here. Oh, hello, Dr. Bellows. Huh? You say Sam's escaped? You think he's on his way over here? Well, why? A mother what? Yes, sir. Of course, we'll keep our eyes open for him. Right, sir. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Bellis is on his way over here. He thinks Sam is coming.
Don't let him get me. I want to stay here with you.
Wait.
Will you get off, huh? I don't want to go back in a cage.
Get off. Nobody's going to put you back in a cage. What's the matter with you, Sam? Sam, that's Sam. I know it's Sam.
Sam, it can't be Sam.
Yes, it can be. Jeannie.
Jeannie!
Why would Jeannie do a thing like that?
Why does she do anything?
Jeannie!
Don't let him take me. He treated me like a monkey.
But, Sam, you are a monkey.
Who are you calling a monkey?
Sam, I'm sorry about this, but you're just going to have to become a chimpanzee again.
You want to be a chimpanzee? Be a chimpanzee. I'm staying a man.
Sam, this whole thing is a mistake. You see, a friend of mine, I have this...
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I help you?
Oh, I hope so. My master sent me.
Well, what exactly can we do for you?
Well, I am not sure. I've never been to a beauty parlor before.
You've never? Just one minute. I'll get Mr. Sidney, okay?
Good afternoon.
Oh,
I understand you've never been in a beauty salon before.
That is right.
What would you like?
Well, what do you have?
I'm glad you asked. Get ready for one super deluxe. Right this way, please.
Sam, now, what I've been trying to say is that, according to Darwin, it's going to be several thousand years before you reach our level of development.
Sam, you'd be much happier as a chimp.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever seen a chimp driving around in a convertible with a blonde? I've got a mate you wouldn't believe. Big, hairy. He's coming. I smell.
You smell who?
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go up there. Look, this is dog class.
Don't go up there.
Any sign of Sam?
No, nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about, sir.
Well, I have a general alarm out, and I've had the base sealed up.
Oh, he won't get away. After all, how far can a chimpanzee get before someone sees him?
Yeah, well, I think I can guarantee he'll be up in that capsule tomorrow.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Well, Sam.
We know that, Major. That's why I put out a general alarm. You'd better pull yourself together.
Yes.
You have a lovely complexion. It's hard to believe you've never been in a beauty salon.
Well, I used to go to the Roman baths a lot.
The Roman baths?
Yes. Nero's wife and I used to go every Saturday morning before the chariot races. Oh, I hope my master likes the way I look.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Here we go.
Oh, this is a beauty parlor.
Sam? Oh, Sam.
Sam?
Sam!
What are we going to do, Tony? I'm afraid he's gotten away.
Oh, how could he have gotten away? There's nowhere to go. There's guards all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Well, use psychology. Think like a chimp, huh? No, I'm serious. Now, if you were a chimpanzee and you wanted to hide, where would you go?
Well, I don't know. The first place I'd go is up a tree.
Now, come on down, Sam. Nobody's going to hurt you.
I'm staying here till that missile goes up.
How would you like a nice banana? Or some peanuts? I'll get you a big bag of peanuts. What do you say?
Dr. Nilsson.
Yes.
Would you mind telling me what you're doing?
I was speaking to the gardener, sir. He's pruning the trees.
Well, I suggest that you get on with your search for Sam.
That's what I was doing, sir. I thought perhaps that the gardener had seen him.
Have you? Simple yes or no would have been sufficient. But these days is impossible.
Now what? I mean, even if we get him down out of that tree, how are we going to turn him back into a chimpanzee again?
Yeah.
Quiet! Genie.
Genie what?
Genie will change him back. That's the answer. Would you?
Genie isn't here.
But she will be. Whenever I'm in trouble, I just concentrate on her and she comes to me. Now I gotta concentrate.
Genie.
Would you like some coffee?
I cannot hear you.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes, I would.
Genie. Yeah, it's no use, Roger.
You mean your friend's not going to change me back again?
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Hey! Wait for me!
Do you hear something?
No.
I thought I heard someone calling my name. May I use your phone?
Yes, there's one in the other room. I'll get it.
Please do not bother.
The first thing I'm going to do is move in with you. I'm a lot of laughs once you get to know me. I will really be swinging.
The end of a noose.
What?
Sam, you wouldn't want to hold up this space program, would you?
Huh? For me? I'm all ready to go up. All you have to do is call Dr. Bellows and tell him who I am.
He's got you there.
Hey, what do you say we all go nightclubbing? Someplace where they got a lot of swinging chicks. That's probably Dr. Bellows. Give him my love.
Hello, Major Nelson here.
Hello, Master.
Oh, hello. Hello, Major.
Major? This is Jeannie, Master.
Yes, I know.
You know that package you exchanged for me?
Package? Oh, you must mean Sam. I knew that would make you happy, Master.
Well, happy's not really the word for it. Yeah, I'd like you to take it back.
Oh, but I thought that...
Jeannie, I'd like you to take it back right now.
If that is what you wish. Oh.
Hello?
I don't think we'll ever get this place back together again. What'd you say?
Sam! Hey, buddy, that Jeannie's turned them back again.
Oh, you're not going to do any nightclubbing after all. You're going up in space tomorrow.
Not if I can help it. Hey, on him it looks good. See you later. Tony? Is that you, Tony?
Don't worry about a thing. I'm going to sneak you out here. We've got no problem.
Sam!
Where?
You found Sam.
Oh, this found Sam? Oh, that's not Sam, sir.
Then who is it?
Who's that? Oh, that's Ernie. It's his cousin. He's to hang around at the zoo. And
now, don't be ridiculous, Major Healy. There's only one chimpanzee around here. Besides, I know Sam when I see him.
Here we are. Come along, Sam.
Oh,
wait a minute. You can't take Sam with you, sir.
Then why not?
Well, he's just a baby.
Oh, Major Healy, Sam has been trained for this mission. Where's Major Nelson?
I think he's at the end of his rope.
Send him to me as soon as you find him. This mission is going up on schedule.
Sir? Jeannie.
There. That looks truly elegant.
No. Thank you very much, but I think I like it better the other way. There. Do you not think this is good?
Yes, General Whiston, that's right. Sam is right here in my office. And he's in fine shape for his little trip into space. Oh, don't worry, sir. I intend to keep Sam here right with me every second until blast off. Thank you, General. That's very kind of you. Well, it was just a question of understanding animal psychology. Yes, the animal mind is so different.
Dr. Bellows, are you there?
General Whiston, I've just discovered the missing link.
Oh, excuse me.
I'll see you later, honey. I gotta visit a sick friend. Well, how you doing, buddy boy? I know just how you feel. I'm up to here with them bananas myself. Hey, you know this evolution you was telling me about? I kind of like it.
Master! Master, I'm home! Major Nelson?
Where, you're asking me where Major Nelson is? He's a monkey. That's where he is.
I do not understand.
Yeah, well, you blame cockeyed and turned him to a chimpanzee.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait for me. Wait.
I'd help you out, buddy boy, but I have this date tonight with a brunette. This is the life. I'm taking her up to our place for a drink. Good luck, Tony. Oh, hi. How's tricks?
I will show you.
Jeannie.
Oh, Master, you are not angry with me?
Angry with you? You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. Where have you been?
Well, I went to the beauty parlor where you sent me. Why did you not call me?
Why didn't I call you?
Excuse me. I'm afraid you're not going to be able to keep that date tonight. You're not really dressed for it, you know.
Sam, you may not believe this, but I envy you. I really do. You're going to go up there and have a wonderful trip, and we're going to get you down safely. Atta boy.
Oh. Roger, he's going to be going crazy. Roger, I got to find Roger.
Here you are, lovebug. Goodwood.
This is the most miraculous thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
Now, if this is a joke of some kind, I'm telling you, I saw him write that with my own eyes.
What?
I'll go down in history.
Ask him to write something.
Yes, sir. Oh, Sam, this is General Whiston. He would like to see you write something. Now, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. 87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
You really believe this?
Oh, you'll see it for yourself, General. Now, here we are. The Gettysburg Address, written by a monkey.
You almost had it right, Doctor. It was dictated by a monkey.
Where did I go wrong?
Can you hear me, Sam? Good. You're doing fine. Just relax. I want you to press the green button, Sam. The green button on the panel board.
You did it.
I knew he could. All right, you're doing great. Now, Sam, I want you to press the red button.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right now, Sam. You're just doing fine. I want you to press the red and the green button at the same time. Red and green, Sam. Green and red, Sam.
Red and green? Are you kidding? I've only got two hands, you know. Do this, do that. Do you know the trouble with you human beings? You're never satisfied. Why can't you make up your mind about something?